They're eating out here on these high lands. You dig them a hole in the ground and water stays in there.
Yeah.
It's a big one right out there. If I kill a rain crow, I just go down and stuck it down in there for him.
Huh.
Kill a snake, I'll go there and just start it, and he'll just slide right down in there with him. And
did you ever get a small, what kind of fish you use for bait, what you call those?
Little perch or shiners or you can use little catfish. Here, if you catch him with a hook that you're fishing with, he's your fish to use like you want to.
Yeah.
Now, you can't take a seine perch and use them for bait. You can seine minnows, but not perch.
Huh.
But if you catch that perch on a long hook with a worm on it, you can use him like you want to. You can put him on a set hook.
Is that a long?
Yeah.
Did you have any things, not maybe like you might run into? Oh, that like that there. Those are called
spiders.
Yeah, but the things they build are called their
web.
They're called spider web.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got another thing here. I don't know whether you all got it over there in Georgia or not. You don't see too many now, but you used to when people didn't have any screens or anything on the houses.
Yeah.
And wooden shutters, and you open them, and it'd be an old leather-winged bat. He's got two thorns on the middle part of his wing here. And he can just hook that thing up there, and then just hang head down or head up, either one. In kind of a dark place is what he likes to get in, like the bust in a tree or in a hole where it's rotted out. They den in those, and that thing can just fly and go. Now he catches mosquitoes too. Or I guess he does. He eats flying anyhow. And them things used to just carry bed bugs from one house to the other.
Yeah.
I know in our old house over there one time, one come in and he was a flying around in there and run out and grabbed the brush broom and he'd come by and knocked him down. And I picked him up. That was in the kind of cool weather, and I carried him to the fireplace to look, and he had three bed bugs right on his tail back there, one right on top of the other. Soon as it saw quite well, we knew what it was, so we just killed him, and I lit me a splinter in the fire and run back in there where I knocked him down, and there was two more in there taking off. That jarred loose from them. And now there's something else that people in this country used to have to fight was bed bugs.
Yeah.
You could get rid of them, but you just get them back. And it was just a battle to hold them down.
Yeah.
I know I used to go off and spend the night on the weekends at church, carry me a little suitcase, and I'd come back. Well, we'd go through it before we'd ever bring it in the house to see I didn't bring some in. And but when DDT come out, the bed bugs left.
Yeah.
DDT done two things for this country. It got the clinch fleas that got on dogs and cats and stuff, and the bed bugs. And they were both hard to deal with.
Yeah, I heard that DDT was good when you brought it.
I don't know how everybody feels, but we got a bunch of environmentalists setting standards up there that need boring for the holler horn.
Need what?
Boring for the holler horn. Maybe a little sense could get in their head.
Yeah.
They claim that...